The rest of the story. Having one summer day, June 21, the American dream was dawning. The Continental Congress was in session in Independence Hall, Philadelphia. Present were the Patriots, James Madison and the rest, when suddenly their deliberation was interrupted. Soldiers were approaching our Independence Hall. Our forefathers rushed to the windows, gazed out in disbelief. The approaching army was entirely unexpected. Therefore, Independence Hall was completely unprotected, utterly vulnerable. How many were there? 80? 100? No. More, behind the infantry, 200, 250. Hurry out the back way, quickly. The soldiers are now surrounding the building, but too late. No way out, so bar the doors. And our patriots were trapped inside our Independence Hall. Maybe if they talked to the soldiers, surely they were not beyond reason. What glory could there possibly be in killing unarmed legislators? Somebody called out a window, "What do you want?" One of the soldiers called back. "It was a ridiculous question," he said. Supposedly the Patriots knew very well what the soldiers wanted. So the legislators looked at each other, bewildered. Again, Madison insisted, "What do you want, you out there?" The soldiers raised their muskets. A voice came from among them, warning that Independence Hall would be stormed presently. If they, the soldiers, were not paid? If they, the soldiers, were not paid. They wanted to be paid the money, which they said was owed them, and now months overdue. Their salary as soldiers in the Revolutionary War. That's right, they were Continental soldiers. They were not redcoats, they were our soldiers. When they staged their dead earnest assault on Independence Hall, June 21, 1783, the Revolutionary War was over. But angry over the withholding of their back pay, they got drunk and mutinied, just marched away from their commanding officers, marched off to Independence Hall. Well, gratefully, there was no gunfire, only gun waving and verbal threats. By evening, the intoxicated detachment had dispersed. The cornered Continental Congressmen had dispatched a messenger to seek aid from the Pennsylvania militia. But for some reason or another, the militia refused to rescue them. And that made James Madison very angry. The Congress then immediately voted to withdraw to Princeton, New Jersey, where local authorities had promised protection. But Madison and his fellow congressmen never forgot. Now, history recalls that our founding fathers, during the Constitutional Convention of 1787, moved to create a site in which to locate the nation's capital, a city completely removed from the authority of any state, under the exclusive jurisdiction of the Congress of the United States. No state could be trusted, they decided. No state could be trusted to defend the seat of national government. And James Madison was loudest of all, demanding that the capital of the United States be established outside any state in Washington, D.C. And now you know the rest of the story.